Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Well, it was a joy yesterday to hear Dr. Don Sisk tell us about his early days in salvation and grew up in Western Kentucky, and how his dad, who was a drunkard, trusted Christ as his Savior. Dr. Sisk, pick up there and just tell our listeners about your family, and I know God brought a wonderful lady into your life.
He did indeed. I had six sisters and one brother, and all of them were older than me except one.
Okay.
Okay, and my sister, she's still living, but she has Alzheimer's real bad. It was a very poverty-stricken home, but I can have so many good memories of it. My mother was a wonderful Christian woman. She loved God and prayed for us and so forth. Of course, when I went to junior high school there in the town where I was living in Mannington, Kentucky, but then we didn't have a high school. So at high school, I went to Nortville High School. It's about 5 miles from Mannington. And I never will forget it. It was a two-story building. I looked at that building, I thought, that's the biggest building in the world. I look at it now, it's nothing. Okay, you know. Anyway, I had a wonderful 4 years in high school, Nortville High School. I had great teachers, several of them Christian teachers. I remember one, my math teacher, my geometry teacher, Mrs. Gladys. She was a great Christian woman and so forth. I got a lot of good things out of high school, but the best thing I got was I was practicing basketball, and I looked, and there was two girls standing in the door watching basketball practice, and one of them was my cousin. The other one, I never noticed her before, but I thought, where has she been all of my 16 years of my long life? So I said to my cousin, she was a beautiful girl, I said to my cousin, Connie, who was that girl standing with you there at the door watching basketball playing? And she said, well, her name is Virginia Sisk. No. Her name is Virginia Carlton.
Okay.
And I said, great. I wrote that name down. A couple of days later, I was in this little place where we ate lunch, and I saw her sitting by herself. So I walked over and I said, I'm Don Sisk. And she said, oh, I know who you are. Okay. And I said, it would be all right if I sat here. And I did. And that began, Brother J.B. Okay. I know they say love at first sight's not real, but it was real, okay? Our favorite song used to be, they tried to tell us to we're too young. But it was, and as soon as she got out of high school, we got married.
Okay.
I was 19, she was 17.
All right.
And all we knew about marriage was we wanted to get married.
Now, she also was from there in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Same school, high school, Normal, okay. Kentucky, yeah.
And you all were married a long time.
When she went to heaven on July the 8th, 2017, we had been married 65 years.
65 years. Well, that in itself is a wonderful thing and an amazing thing that God does give us wives, and the ladies gives them husbands who love God and willing to serve. So you all set out then from the beginning to serve the Lord?
Well, we were both saved. But the church we was in Kentucky, we knew nothing about biblical separation. I mean, the deacons smoked before they went into church. And pastor sometimes would tell about movies he had seen on Saturday night. And we joined this church up in Black Oak, and this old-fashioned Baptist preacher. He'd preach against smoking. He'd preach against drinking. He'd preach against movies, everything. We found ourselves going down the aisle every week. And we'd never heard about biblical separation. But when we heard, right away, it struck a note in our heart.
All right. Come back tomorrow. Listen to the follow-up broadcast.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.